Hey, everybody. Welcome to Healing School. I hope you had a great day today and are having a great week. Well, I've got a couple of announcements. On Sunday, September 7th, right after service, we'll be holding a performing arts ministry workshop led by Marie Salter. This ministry combines dance and drama to glorify God and to minister through creative expression. Marie trains in churches across the tri-state area, and she'll be sharing the vision and purpose of this powerful ministry. Of course, those of you who are currently in our arts and theater ministry at Living Faith, you are expected to attend, right? We all need to perfect our gift, and so that means you are strongly encouraged to come, amen? Or if you are seriously considering joining that ministry, then that workshop is for you as well. Also, join us next Wednesday. I know you're enjoying Dr. Lamont on the first and second Wednesday of the month during 2025 as we show his videos and celebrating our history and our legacy. All righty. Okay. I want to just touch the tip of the iceberg of a topic I'm calling today. I'm going to talk about the wound of rejection. And really, I'm just touching the tip of the iceberg. But I did want to talk about it for a few minutes and then pray. So I'm going to cover some material, cover some things that I've learned and am studying, and then share that information with you, and then pray with you and for you at the end, okay? Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we praise you, Holy Spirit. We need you at every moment of every day, and we especially need you for this online service. Holy Spirit, connect us spiritually through these devices as if we were together in person, in the flesh. And so we just thank you. Holy Spirit, I need you to remind me and bring things to my remembrance, to explain things as best as I can with your help. In Jesus' name, amen. So, yes, I want to talk about the wound of rejection. The wound of rejection. So, what I'm going to do is, first of all, I want to explain that we get wounds in our soul. Our soul is our mind, our will, and our emotions. So whenever something traumatic happens to us, or when we sin, when something traumatic happens to us, whether it's an accident, or whether somebody violated us, or tonight talking about rejection, when we personally sin, it inflicts a wound in our soul that needs to be healed. So we need to be aware of that, because when we're not aware that our soul, our mind, our will, and emotions can be wounded, it's going to affect us. It's going to affect our lives, and it's going to affect us physically. And I'm kind of jumping ahead, but we all have to get to the point where we have to understand that the blood of Jesus covers everything, and that the blood of Jesus provides healing for everything, every traumatic thing, every physical thing that can or has ever happened to us in life, even in the womb. The blood of Jesus is enough, right? Come on, y'all. Y'all know the blood of Jesus is enough. So I wanted to look at some things in particular. Now, as I was studying, I'm studying different things. You know, I'm just a pastor who is just tired of seeing people fall ill. I'm frustrated of people dying. And so it makes me study. It makes me learn about different things. And so as I was studying this thing called rejection, I came across something that I think you'll find interesting. Now, according to the dictionary, the word rejection, it's the act of refusing to accept, use, or believe someone or something. Now, I know all of us have been rejected by somebody at some point in time in our lives. But some of those rejections, they cut deep and they affected us in our soul, you know, to the point where it causes things to go wrong. And so I wanted to share about five diseases that happen when a person suffers rejection. Okay. Again, that's when someone refuses you. Rejection is the opposite of being accepted. And that's why it's so important as believers, we got to get past everything. We got to, as much as we can, we need to use all of our prayer, all of our effort, all of our studying. Did I say praying? All of our praying so that we can get past all of these things that have happened to us so that we can move on. So that we can move on. So in my, as I was studying, I found five things. One, two, three, four. Five sicknesses that are directly related to rejection. Not just rejection, but these things are typically, majorly connected to rejection from a father. You may be listening to me tonight and you've been rejected by your father, whether he left you and your mother, or whether he never knew who you were. When children lose their fathers at a young age, they don't know how to process that. But it turns inward. When a father dies, no fault of the father, is nobody's fault. Typically, he could be sick. But the child, or as a child, it could be you, as a child, you can interpret that as rejection of your father. And of course, God has made the father the head of the family. And I know one of the things as a father, not only are they considered the source, they're also the verbal designator. And so when we lack fatherhood, now, me personally, I refuse to think that everything's just going to be sad, because in this world, there's a lot of people who don't have fathers or are not connected with their fathers. But we cannot just accept that as being lost, being continually sick, be continually hurt, be continually injured, be continually wounded in our soul. God is our father. He's our father. He's the reason that we're here, not our parents. God wanted us here. God told Jeremiah, he said, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. So before your mama knew who you were, that you were coming, before your daddy knew that you were coming, God said, I knew you. And we need to come to a place, we have to do what we got to do to get past these hurts. We have to do what we have to do to get healed, to get delivered, so that we can live out God's plan and purpose. Okay, don't get me started. I'm sorry. I'm getting a little excited. But I've got five things here. Number one, it has been discovered through a doctor whose material that I follow and has been confirmed by other forms of research. One of the first things or diseases that can happen to a person or inflict a person because of fatherhood or because of rejection is type 1 diabetes. Type 1 diabetes. I also want to mention with these five things, I think with most of them, I have it jotted down out of three out of five, that these diseases, they don't, the medical field and doctors, they don't know why these things happen in a person. Can I just tell you this? When they don't know why, because they don't go all the way to the soulless realm. They don't start talking about you in your mother's womb. Let me say this. That's why we have to be so careful. No matter how a woman gets pregnant, we have to protect that baby, whether it was in marriage, outside of marriage, whether it was rape, or how, whatever the situation, we have to protect that child because these things, we experience things because of shame. We experience things because of rejection. You know, a baby can be rejected before it's even born. And so that's why, you know, once you know a woman's pregnant, you have to protect that child. You have to speak blessings over that child. You have to speak peace over that child. You have to speak the plan of God over that child, because the last thing we want, I mean, we all know that child didn't come because of themselves. That should, we bring those children into the world. And we need to protect them from these things. So even when a child, what I'm saying is you can be rejected in your mother's womb, in your mother's womb. That is trauma. That's traumatic. And that allows, when we get traumatized in our soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions, when we get traumatized in our soul, in our heart, that can affect us physically. So the first disease that I found out came as a result of rejection by the father. Now, rejection can come because of a father figure, or a husband rejects you. So these things, they're all a result of being rejected. You were not accepted. You were denied. You weren't recognized. How many of you know people whose fathers don't recognize them? They don't recognize that. That's not my kid. You know, so these things affect our physiology. They affect our physical condition. So type 1 diabetes is one of those things. And we're going to pray. I'm going to pray for those things before I end these few minutes. You know, a father, type diabetes, and can come from bad words that have been spoken over you, bad prophesying. For instance, you know, maybe a father said, you'll never be nothing, or nobody wanted you anyway, or, you know, those different things, or not being nurtured by a father. I mean, if you know that the God intended that a father be in the home and nurture the kids under the admonition of the Lord. Isn't that right? But that is not what happens today. You know, what is it? At least 50% of households are raised by a mother, and the father's nowhere around. But again, we all need to get to a point. We need to help people realize and understand and be healed, because it's too many. That's too many to just accept. So we have to get to a place where we use our faith, we receive acceptance from the Lord, to receive acceptance from the Lord, amen, because he's the one that matters. He's the one that holds our future in his hands. He's the one that counts. We all want to be loved by both parents. That is the ideal and the Bible situation, but that is not what's happening. But we still need to be healed of these things. So the first thing that happens is type 1 diabetes. Again, it's through bad words, bad speaking over us, rejection by a father, rejection by a father. It could be rejection by a mother, but it can result in type 1 diabetes. And I'll explain that a little bit as I'm praying. The second disease that I found out, it comes from, in addition to coming from a deep self-hatred and guilt, this too involves a father's rejection. Why? Because a father's rejection is not normal. It's not normal. It's anti-Bible. It's not the will of God. And so the second disease is multiple sclerosis. Multiple sclerosis. Again, this is another one of those things where they don't know why the person has it. They don't know why this condition exists. And I would say to you, that's because they don't know about the soul. They don't know about soul wounds, that you're wounded in your soul, and they don't see the soul or trauma. They don't see trauma, doctors, is what I'm saying. They don't see trauma as something connected to the womb. If they can't figure it out scientifically, then they're stumped, and they don't know the cause of it. So type 1 diabetes, multiple sclerosis, again, is a result of a deep self-hatred and guilt, and it involves a father, typically, in most cases, it involves a father's rejection. A father's rejection. That's why we have to accept ourselves as accepted by our loving God, our Creator. Amen? The third disease is Hodgkin's disease, or it's also called Hodgkin's lymphoma, and that involves the lymphatic system. It's cancer that affects the lymphatic system. Now this, so it affects the immune system, right? And it's, and the second one, I'm going to mention the second one as well, because they're both found to be gotten by the same cause. So Hodgkin's lymphoma or Hodgkin's disease, and as well as leukemia, which is a blood disease. They're both caused by deep-rooted bitterness coming from unresolved rejection by a father. This is Hodgkin's lymphoma and leukemia. It's like when we get a wound in our soul, we have to understand that our thoughts, they're so sneaky, they're so stealth, but our thoughts, they cause a physical reaction automatically. That's why I've, you know, preached a couple messages before, a couple healing schools before, how we have to focus on our thoughts. Our thoughts are very important. They're very effective. And we have to get control of this. It's not a concept, it's a fact, it's a reality, that our thoughts, they affect our physical man. Therefore, we have to protect. You know, once we realize that these diseases are results of bad thoughts, bad values that we put on ourselves, bad assessments that we put on ourselves because of other people, once we realize that, look, that's something that I can control by staying in the Word of God, by knowing what God says about me, right? He's the one who really matters. He's the Father of fathers. Father God created earthly fathers. The earthly fathers are God's creation, but we need to go higher. When our earthly fathers disappoint us, we have to go higher, and that means to our Heavenly Father. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? So Hodgkin's lymphoma and leukemia, they are a result of deep-rooted bitterness that comes as a result of unresolved rejection by a father or abandonment by a father, whether it's literal abandonment, physical abandonment, literal or emotionally, whether they physically aren't with you or whether they've been emotionally detached from you, right? That's rejection. The fifth disease that I want to cover, and then I'm going to pray, is Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's disease. It's been found in research that in most cases of Parkinson's disease, if not all, that is also a result that gets inflicted on your soul because of being rejected by a father. Parkinson's is a result of unresolved rejection and abandonment. Okay, Parkinson's disease it causes your instability physically. It's caused by deficiency in dopamine, which is the pleasure chemical. Is that the right word? Pleasure chemical. And so these things, type 1 diabetes, multiple sclerosis, Hodgkin's. Now there may be others, but these are the ones that I looked into today. leukemia and Parkinson's. Amen. So if that's any of you, I'm going to pray for you. And so we're going to touch and agree. Okay. Again, the blood of Jesus is powerful enough for us to, now, of course, the word of God always heals. The word of God has been given to us so that we can walk in divine healing or receive divine healing and walk in divine health. Walking in divine health is when we are constantly, I don't want to say on a roll, but we are constantly aware that sickness and disease is not our portion. We don't have to live with it. We don't have to accept it, because on Calvary, by Jesus' stripes, we were healed of every single one of these diseases. But when it's a result of a soul wound, when the disease are result of a soul wound, which means we haven't settled. We haven't been settled on the love of God, and we're still hooked up and hung up on what earthly people have done to us, or not done to us, or what they have not been in our lives, like a father figure. Amen. So number one, if you have these five diseases in particular, I want you to just repeat this after me. Just say this. Say, in Jesus' name, today, I reject and I renounce a spirit of rejection. Say, spirit of rejection, I cast you out of my life today. I give you your eviction notice, you spirit of rejection. I give you notice today that you are done in my life. You are finished manipulating my life and causing me to be sick. Say this. Say, in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father, I accept your love. Say, Heavenly Father, I accept your acceptance of me. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you that before I was formed in my mother's womb, before my mother and father ever got together, you knew me. You knew that I was coming. You had me born for such a time as this. Say this, I was not born out of time. I was born to affect the generation that I am in now, and even future generations, through my obedience, through my wholeness, through my health, in Jesus' name. Somebody say, I no longer identify as the rejected. Say, I have God's stamp of approval. He proved it through Jesus Christ. He proved it through the cross. He proved it through his blood. He proved it through covenant. I am accepted in the beloved, no matter what flesh and blood person has rejected me. I refuse the spirit of rejection. I decide to walk in full acceptance of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me just go over some characteristics. Type 1 diabetes. The cause is not known. They don't know why, but it's when the pancreas makes little or no insulin. Okay. Multiple sclerosis. It's something that affects it's a disease that affects the nerve tissue. It causes the body to attack itself and to attack its own nerves, and then it affects the body parts. Leukemia is a white blood cell and a red blood cell issue. The white blood cells are needed to fight infection, and when you don't have enough, you can't fight infection. And then if you don't have enough red blood cells, you don't have enough oxygen. So this disease, leukemia, it affects all the organs because your white blood cells and your red blood cells affect your whole body. Then there is the Hodgkin's disease. It's cancer in the lymphatic system, okay? And prayer for, I'm sorry, I'm reading my notes. And then Parkinson's, it's a neurodegenerative disease. They believe it's because of a lack of dopamine production. It affects the motor skills in the body, in the person's body who has MS. I'm sorry, Parkinson's. So I'm just going to pray. So if that's you, if you've got any of these diseases, I want you to lay hands on yourself right now, okay? Because you got hands. You're a believer. Lay hands on yourself. If you're not a believer, just believe what I'm praying, amen? As I pray, and just agree with me more, better yet, agree with God, amen? In the name of Jesus, I cast out the spirit of type 1 diabetes right now. In the name of Jesus, spirit of type 1 diabetes, you come out of these bodies right now. In the name of Jesus, I command insulin. I speak to the pancreas right now. I speak a new pancreas into these bodies right now. In the name of Jesus, I command the correct amount of insulin to be produced in these bodies right now. In Jesus' name, spirit of rejection, you no longer have control over my physical body, no longer have control over my mind, my will, and my emotion. I close the door. I close the door to type 1 diabetes as I close the door to a spirit, to living and tolerating a spirit of rejection right now in the name of Jesus. Let's pray for MS. In the name of Jesus, I cast out the spirit of MS, multiple sclerosis, right now. In the name of Jesus, spirit of MS, I cast you out of these bodies. Come on, y'all, say, come out of me. I cast out the spirit of multiple sclerosis right now in these bodies that are listening to me right now. In the name of Jesus, body, I command you to stop attacking yourself. Stop attacking your nerves in the name of Jesus. Bodies, you stop attacking the myelin sheath on the cells right now in the name of Jesus. And I command all nerves and body parts to be healed, to be made whole right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Say, thank you, Jesus. Say, thank you, Jesus. I receive my healing from MS right now. Thank God. I receive my healing from type 1 diabetes right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of rejection, get out. Get out of my body. Get out of my soul in the name of Jesus. And right now I pray for leukemia. I cast out the spirit of leukemia right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of leukemia, you come out of these bodies right now in Jesus' name. And I command the white blood cells to produce properly. And you fight infection in these bodies. You hear me now. You hear me now in Jesus' name. And I command, I cast out the spirit of cancer right now in the name of Jesus. I command all the red blood cells. I command red blood cells to be produced normally, to be produced sufficiently in right now in the name of Jesus. Body, you start doing the right thing. You make adjustments. Red, white blood cells, you be produced properly at the proper normal level. Red blood cells, I command you to produce at the normal level. And in Jesus' name, I cast out the infection that has affected all of the organs and the cells in that body. Body, you do what you're supposed to do. You be healed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I've received my healing of leukemia in Jesus' name. The next thing is for Hodgkin's disease or Hodgkin's lymphoma. In Jesus' name, by the power invested in me and the power of us laying hands on our own bodies, in the name of Jesus, I cast out the spirit of Hodgkin's disease. I cast out the spirit of cancer in the lymphatic system, in these bodies that are under the sound of my voice right now, in the name of Jesus. Hodgkin's, I cast you out. I cast out a spirit of death right now in the name of Jesus. You will not take out these people. You will not take out the people of God in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And I speak to the lymphatic system. I command you to be healed, to be clean. I speak a new lymphatic system from the top of the head to the tips of the toes and every part of the lymphatic system in between. I speak to you and I command you to be new in the name of Jesus. And I speak to every infected node that's in the body. I rebuke infection of the lymphatic system right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, thank you, Jesus. I believe I receive my healing from Hodgkin's disease right now in the name of Jesus. I believe that I'm accepted and I'm not rejected in the name of Jesus. Lastly, I'm going to pray for Parkinson's. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus and the power that's in that name, I cast out the spirit of Parkinson's that are in these bodies under the sound of my voice, under this video right now, in the name of Jesus. There's no time and space in the spirit realm. You hear me, bodies. You hear me. I cast out that foul spirit of Parkinson's right now, in the name of Jesus. I speak to the brain right now, in Jesus' name. I speak to the substantia nigra, which produces dopamine. You function properly. Substantia nigra, I call you healed and properly functioning right now, in the name of Jesus. I command every neurofunction in the brain to function properly right now, to communicate properly to the body, to the motor skills right now in the name of Jesus. Brain functions, all the neurotransmitters, I command you to be healed, to be whole, and to be proper and perfect right now. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over every person and every body listening to the sound of my voice. I plead the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus has washed us. The blood of Jesus has cleansed us. Jesus Christ has paid the price for our healing in the name of Jesus. Because God has covenanted with us, we do not have to put up with. We do not have to covenant ourselves with sickness and disease. We have a covenant with God. And that covenant includes divine healing and walking in divine health. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. I believe I receive my healing. I receive my acceptance by Almighty God. I am loved by the Most High God. For God so loved me, he gave Jesus for me. He caused Jesus to die for me. He caused Jesus to carry all my sicknesses and all my diseases so that I can be full and whole and happy and blessed and well. In Jesus' name, somebody say, in Jesus' name, I'm healed. I'm healed. Now, I want y'all to walk in that. I want you to walk in it, no matter what you feel, what you sense in your body right now, whether it seems like your body's responding, you just receive it by faith. You receive these things that I prayed over you by faith. We touched and agreed. And God said, when we do that, he's in our midst and he's going to do what we ask. So Father, Heavenly Father, I thank you for healings, healings, healings. Now I need y'all to let me know. I need you to tell me. When you experience healing in your bodies, stop being rejected. That is your past. You want to move on with your future. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I love you. And next week, we're going to be back with Dr. Lamont, listening to Dr. Lamont preach his sermons. All right, everybody. 40 years and 40 days. We had a great time. All right. I love you. Bye.